this beautiful Monday morning, Mufti Sahab. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala take great work from you and grant you acceptance. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum to you, Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Our brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota is back. Allah Jalla wala grant him, grant all of us siha, afia, good health, and let brother Junaid recuperate and recover totally and speedily. Ameen, ameen. And we say Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Zakariya as well. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala alone, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. O Almighty Allah, all praises, all thanks and gratitude is only exclusively for you. Today we commence a new chapter, a new surah, chapter number 37, Surah As-Safat. This was revealed there in Makkah Mukarramah before the migration to Medina Munawwara, and it comprises 182 verses. And why is it called Safat? The starting verse will explain everything to us. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read أعوذ before reciting and commencing the tilawat recitation of the noble Quran, as Almighty Allah has commanded us. فإذا قرأت القرآن, when you make the intention to recite the noble Quran, فاستعذ بالله, then always seek the protection of Almighty Allah جل وعلا from Satan and Lucifer, who is the accursed one, and expelled from Jannah and Paradise forever. Chapter 16, verse number 98. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 98. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. The difference between Rahman, ar-Rahman, and ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman is exclusively, only, solely for Almighty Allah. If we want to keep our son's name Abdul Rahman, daughter's name Amatul Rahman, we must use a prefix. But the next attribute, and that is Rahim. So we can keep our son's name Rahim only, or daughter's name Rahima. It's not necessary you must use a prefix, and that is the difference. But Ar-Rahim is for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you keep your beloved daughter's name Rahim, or son's name Rahim, so all that would be acceptable. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, 22nd of Muharram, the year 1446, we discuss the first four verses. Our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, who passed away 2-3 years ago there in Istanbul in Turkey, he's buried there. Allah Jalla Ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran in the past century. So he used to see, tell us, inform us, Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi sha'anin. Almighty Allah only takes an oath on that which is very, very significant and important. Almighty Allah taking three oaths here regarding the angels, regarding the farishta, regarding the malaika. See the waw there in the starting, wawe qasam. This waw symbolizes an oath. Almighty Allah taking an oath on certain things of the creation. That is for Almighty Allah. Me and you as ordinary mortals, human beings, we are not allowed to take an oath on any creation. We must take an oath only, solely, exclusively on the Mubarak, blessed name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, or on the attributes of Almighty Allah. We must draw that dichotomy and distinction. وَالصَّافَاتِ صَفَّا, and an oath of the angels who are standing in the rows and they are waiting for the commandment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, you command us and we will implement it. No who, what, why, and so forth, but they fulfill their duty with beauty. وَالصَّافَاتِ صَفَّا. Therefore, O Muslim, and you the men especially, you must perform your salat in the mosque and the masajid, and the women, you must perform your salat at home. That is what Islam teaches us. Hence, when we stand in the row to read our congregational prayer, our prayer in jama'ah, we must stand like the malaika. And the wasatul imam, the imam will be in the middle, and our rows must be 100% straight, and in that way there our hearts will be united. Wa illa fatakhtalifa qulubukum, your hearts will become fragmented and disunited if your rows and your sufuf are incorrect and crooked. وَالصَّافَاتِ صَفَّا, and qasam and an oath of the angels who are standing in the rows waiting for the commandments, instructions from Almighty Allah. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرَا, and there are those angels that they are pushing what? The clouds to their destination, زَجْرَا, firmly, that they will not take it to 1 inch extra, 1 inch less. They will fulfill their duty with beauty. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Chapter 66 verse 6, never will they disobey Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and they will fulfill the commandments which Almighty Allah instructed them to there. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرَا, hence they are pushing the clouds. You see the cloud going overhead from one place to another. That is the angels. They are doing it with the command and permission of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرَا, and these angels are reciting. Reciting what? They're making tilawat. Allah is taking an oath. ذِكْرَا, they're reciting the Quran Sharif. You find some people, some Maulvis, and they're saying that the angels cannot read the Quran. Totally incorrect. That is, Quran is taking an oath. Allah is taking an oath. And فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرَا, and qasam of those angels, Allah takes an oath of those angels that who are reciting the noble Quran. Zikra, zikra is the reminder, one of the adjectives of the noble Quran. Chapter 15 verse number 9, inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun, verily surely we revealed this Quran, this reminder piecemeal gradually, wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we alone will be the one to protect it, preserve it from all addition, omission, interpolation. How many governments, how many think tanks, how many internet stories that they want to corrupt the text of the noble Quran, and always they get humiliated. What will you do with the millions of Muslims, male, female, adult and children, who have by hearted the noble Quran? Yesterday I was there at Darul Zakaria. One youngster ran to meet me, and he's so short and so handsome, so I put my hand on his head. I said, beta, oh son, how many Jews you finish? He said, I'm finished 7 Jews, you see. They elated and delighted and so forth. So he's finished 6 and is now busy with the 7, so he's going to finish his 7 Jews, 7 part of the noble Quran, 30 parts. What will you do with that? We are the only ones who have by heart the divine scripture, and that is the divine way of its preservation. So that is what we need to understand. After taking three oaths, then what does Almighty Allah say? This is called Jawab-e Qasam, the response to that oath and the Qasam which Almighty Allah has taken. Now the real message coming, Inna ilahakum lawahid, verily the one and only deity that is worthy of worship is Him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. All your idols, all your semi-gods, demigods, deities are not worth the paper on which their names are written. Remember when a bird or any other creation urinates, defecates on them, they can't help themselves. How are they going to help you? So therefore, La ilaha illallah, La ma'buda bihaqin illallah. Truly, there's none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wala for all times, all places, and the last and final prophet and messenger for all times and all places. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 22nd of Muharram, 1446, GG, Gaza genocide, day number 297, today Monday. We're coming very close to 300 days. That will be, remember, on the 1st of August, and that will be 300 days on Thursday. Can you believe it? 10 months, and the Jutlas cannot defeat Hamas, nor can they defeat Hezbollah, nor can in Lebanon, nor can they defeat Ansarullah in Yemen. Allahu Akbar. That is the power and manifestation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Three Israeli soldiers killed and dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and many others in the waiting room to get roasted and toasted and be dispatched straight to the inferno. So yesterday, day for yesterday, it was Saturday evening, an incident took place. Now you need to understand things, how it happens. One side you have Lebanon, right? So I visited Lebanon. And then on the other side you have Palestine, occupied Palestine, what the Western people call Israel. We don't recognize it. We say they're haramis and they're illegitimate and they are not people we are worth to live with. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Then Israel stole and occupied the West Bank. They stole and occupied, you must remember, East Jerusalem. They stole and occupied the Golan Heights, which Trump said they must call Trump Heights. You know, he's a narcissist and egoist and a madcap, so he needs another bullet in the other ear properly. So nevertheless, so there, the Golan Heights, they have placed these Druze. These Druze are Pakka Haramis and Shias, and remember, they have Israeli jinsia nationality. They serve in the army, so they are like the cannon fodder, but they are Arabs and they belong to the Shia group. Shias are always treacherous people, always remember that when you study their history. So the Israeli narrative is this, that these people, Hezbollah, shot missiles and it killed 12 children. You know, 12 children they killed and more than 30 people. So therefore, now they want to win over the West and so forth. So Hezbollah say, we got nothing to do with this. Yes, we shot missiles because we want to teach Israel a lesson, and we are very, very, very impressed with what we are doing and comfortable with what we are doing. We have already cleared the northern Israel, quarter million Jutlas have run away from there. So we are winning on that front. So when we shot our missiles, your iron dome malfunctioned and misfired and boomerang, and it returned that missile to them there in the Golan Heights. So it's you who killed your own people and so forth and so on. Now listen what happens. So yesterday, that is Sunday, in Majdal al-Shams, that area is called Majdal al-Shams. You understand? Majdal al-Shams. So there Smotrich, the minister of finance, comes there, and these Druze are furious. They told him, you war criminal, you harami, get out from here. And they humiliated the Israeli ministers, and especially Smotrich, and this is a proper terrorist and a war criminal. Even Haaretz newspaper people call him a war criminal. So what disgrace for them in this world and for the Jutlas. Remember, wherever you are, Allah said you will always be disgraced. You are a mal'oon and a cursed nation, and you will be punished. Hitler did right to a great extent. Remember that. We don't apologize for that. Who brought about all those homosexuality? Who brought about all this pornography? Who was charging exorbitant rates there in Germany? So that made Hitler mad, and everything what he said Islamically was right there on those three issues. He brought the interest rate to zero, and in 2 years he organized job for 6 million people. That's how 6 million came about. All the story of 6 million Holocaust is all hogwash and all fairy tale stories. Remember that. It's got nothing to do with the truth. It's not even 1 million Jutlas. So therefore, don't get just carried away with their fairy tales and so forth. Oh, 12 children died and they are Israelis. Go to hell. You murdered 20,000 children of my Palestinians and babies. Why you don't speak of that? You murdered 200,000, you must remember, of my Palestinian brothers, sisters and children, and you want to come tell us? See the Olympics, what a humiliation for them. So remember, in the Olympics they mocked Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. The Christians are very, very upset. We Muslims are more upset because you Christians have the wrong religion and the false religion. So remember, in the Olympics they mocked Jesus, peace be upon him, the prophet and messenger, and made him a lesbian and made a mockery of the Last Supper and so forth and so on. So therefore now they pulled all that out. If you go to their website, you will see that that portion there is all been expunged and removed and so forth. If you just go into history, you will find that the Jews, the haramis, from the day they born, the haramis, remember that, that they are indoctrinated by their elders, and they are priests and so forth, and they are rabbis. And what do they say? They tell them that Jesus, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, naqla kufr, kufr nabashid, naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. They say Jesus is an illegitimate son of his mother, Ibn Zaniya, and his mother is a harlot, a loose lady. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Isa alayhi salam is a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His name Nami Ismi Grami is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Means to be fair in complexion. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, one of the greatest ladies for all times and all places. Her name Nami Ismi Grami means that Abida, to worship Allah. Maryam, the only lady whose name is mentioned, remember, explicitly in the Quran and 34 times. Chapter 19. Surah Maryam comprising 98 verses. But these haramis will say she's a loose lady, Allah forbid. Therefore Allah has cursed them. They wanted to murder him and kill him, and they said they killed him. Allah says, go read Quran chapter number 5, so on, number 4. Almighty Allah states in chapter number 4, wama qatalu wama salabu, that nor did they kill him nor did they crucify him. Chapter 4, verses 157, 158, 159. Haaretz newspaper writes, BB pulled an old trick there on the congressmen and on the senators, and he not bothered about the hostages and so forth. See what the Gideon Levy writes. His articles are brilliant, Gideon. You're one of the pure Jutlas I would like to meet. So when you come to South Africa, because the Jutlas don't allow me, I want to meet you, Gideon Levy. Well done. So Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz during the weekend, shame on the senators, shame on the congressmen who were cheering BB, who were cheering Netanyahu. So this is a war criminal and you're cheering him, shame on you, you are disgraced. See in the Olympics, people who are rapists, A guy who was a rapist, he participated, right? He was sent to jail, but he participated. People who are guilty of genocide, the Israelis, and they with their flag and their president is there. So murdering people, murdering babies deliberately, and nothing to do with inadvertently, unintentionally. They are allowed to take part, but the certain Muslims are not allowed because of hijab and what have you. We're not saying it's permissible, but I want to show you the hypocrisy of the West and the Western hegemony and the white hegemony. So they will allow people guilty of genocide and apartheid, guilty of rape, and they were convicted, all that, but that are allowed. These whiteys, majority of them are racist to the core. Now look at this Hindu lady, humiliated, disgraced, just like Sunak. And I told her, but they won't listen, you know. So she was the crazy lady, Savala, Brahman, whatever you want to call her. She was a minister under Sunak, right? She's a Hindu, originally from India, her family and so forth. She said all this Palestinian marches, the terrorists and promoting terrorism and so forth. We must send all these migrants and so forth to Rwanda and so. So after Sunak got humiliated, disgraced in the elections, he resigned. So she thought she will become the next Indian. Her party told her, go fly a kite, we're tired of you Indians now. And she admitted, I wanted to become the leader, but my own party does not agree with me. Hence she has run out of the race. You know what has happened in the weekend? Remember, can you believe it? The British government, led by Starman, Stomachman, whatever the hell his name is, I don't have time for him. So anyway, he recognized the state of Palestine. Can you believe that? So that is what's happening. They're the biggest haramis. It's only left for America now, and then it's curtains for Israel. So Brahman and Sunak, you better go join Modi in India. Go settle there. You must remember in Rwanda, both of you war criminals and terrorists, if you ask me. Afghanistan is booming. And remember, the Westerners are coming. They never saw a country like Afghanistan. So they have the miswak. You see, you know these Pathans and these Afghans, they don't have small miswak, big miswak like rulers, you see. So now they ask the Afghans, these Westerners, you know, they're always looking for new things. And till life is cheap there for them, they come with their pounds and dollars and whatever else, euros and whatever. So you say, this is now the Afghan toothbrush. The miswak is the Afghan toothbrush. So that Pathan, that Afghan, he shines it up and then he cleans it up and then he cuts it, designs it all, and he says, yes, it's here. The Westerner starts using the miswak and he's laughing. Say, this is very good. I must keep on using it. It's good for my health. This is the Afghan toothbrush. He doesn't know this is the miswak which Mustafa, Habibuna, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the benefits of it more than 1400 years ago. Bangladesh internet restored after 11 days. Blackout there. They murdered and they killed the Muslims and they brought in the Indian army. 50 to 70, 80,000 police are there of India and Hindus to murder. Remember this, our people there. You need to wake up and understand. Bangladesh is the leaders, proper murtads, and it is a satellite state run by India. The harbor also is run by India. If you know anything what is happening there, they have one of the biggest brothels in the whole of Asia. Putin warns US, you want war? Me, I'm ready. My submarines are ready. My nuclear is ready. And if you supply America missiles and so forth and so on to Germany, dance all the puppet dance. Then you will see what I will do. Modi, now Modi wants to play a double game. His relationship with Russia is warming and getting closer and closer. So the Americans are looking at it and they hate all this. So he says, don't worry. So Modi, he knows, you see, he knows how to play the game. He's an old timer. So he's a sharpshooter. So Modi was going to visit Ukraine. So that just to placate and to please your America. But he told Putin, oh, don't worry, I'll go there and I'll come with all the secrets and tell you what's happening there. Trump is blowing his trumpet. He says, when I become president after the November 4th elections, then the America will be running with crypto capital and cryptocurrency and so forth. But Kamala is giving him a run, remember. I won't be surprised that Trump loses. You know Trump is guilty, according to America, for on how many charges? 34 felony charges, alleged rape, and how many places he used his rifle, you must remember. He can't remember. So the Arab News writes that the Saudis are going to counter extremism. You know what they mean by extremism? You mustn't speak against yoga of the Hindus. You mustn't speak against the gays and all these type of things. You mustn't speak about against Israel. We want to have warm relationship with them. You mustn't speak against the bikini beaches there in Jeddah. You mustn't speak against the cinemas there in Jeddah and Riyadh and Medina. You are pakka murtad harami. You are wajibul qatl in Islam. You heard what I said, MBS, and you Salafi scholars, go tell him, you scholars for dollars, shaitans, taking haram money from the Saudi regime. Therefore, we call you haramis also. So you must remember, man baddala deenahu faqtulu. That is what they mean by countering extremism. California, America is burning. Every hour, hundreds and thousands of acres are burning. They don't know what to do. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah is silent. What are you going to do, America? So one side Hamas is giving you hiding. One side Hezbollah is giving you hiding. Yemen, yesterday I sent it out on my status and to thousands of people. They're ready. The poorest country in the Arab countries ready. We will give our lives for Gaza al-Mubarakah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them. Allah mansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Now listen to South Africa. Can you believe? You know what, Cyril? You're a disgrace to South Africa. You're a disgrace to the Africa. Listen to what two ministers did, South African ministers, after this GNU, Government of National Unity, NG. NG was the Minister of Education before Basic Education. Now she's the Minister of Defense. So NG goes on TV and on the mass media and says, now you, the army, you must work for 4 days. You must train in a week. Every week you must work for 4 days. Every week you must train for 4 days. And then for 2 days you must rest. You're supposed to be a minister of education previously. You don't know how many days in a week. Is there 7 days in a week or 10 days in a week? And now you're Minister of Defense. NG, you're a hopeless man. I don't think you even know what is the difference between a pistol and a magazine. A real disgrace. Even education, I told you, South African matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written, and you can test it in most countries. Now listen to the Minister of Sports and Art and Culture. He is pro-Israel. And now when the South African people and some ministers and politicians said Israel must be banned from the Olympics, their flag must not be flying there, and they must be expelled and kicked out just like South Africa was kicked out from United Nations, from Olympics, from FIFA. That's what we are demanding. And the ICJ and other courts have said they are apartheid. So if South Africa was apartheid and expelled, so why not Israel? So this Mackenzie character says, no, you can't make this kind of statements. Go to hell, man. Who the hell are you to tell us what we can say and what we can't say? So these are the paid ministers in the Government of National Unity. Shame on you, Cyril, and shame on you, ANC, to have such ministers and so forth. Remember, kick them out. They're against us. You must remember this. The petrol price to decrease in August, so they will give us, you understand, few cents decrease and increase it by many, many rands. So that's how they work, you know it is. Zuma to be expelled. Not to be expelled, is expelled already. Daily Maverick carried it, BBC carried it. Zuma expelled from the ANC. He's got 3 weeks to appeal, so Zuma is going to laugh. You know Zuma's laugh. There's another guy I want to meet to tell him, Zuma, me, I like you. President Zuma. And in just 6-7 months ago, in, you must remember, he organized the MK party and he made sure that the ANC does not win 51% and they're sitting at 40-41%. Well done, Zuma. You're a master chess player. I didn't say chess is permissible. Let's go to Turkey. Turkey is facing a big problem there. Too many dogs running around. So now they're mulling. What are they mulling? They're mulling whether they must sterilize the dogs or kill the dogs. Send them to Israel so they can kill the dogs there. So Malema and Shivambu in hot water regarding all the alleged, we understood, all the crime with the banks and all the fraud. If you want the whole article, go read the City Press. They have carried it. And my cousin, my brother, Musa Karim, originally Balfour Musi Bobi Marai, he's very sick. He's in ICU. Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa. Our Musi, as we used to call him, now Musa Karim, our Hussein Karim's brother, Allah Jalla Wala, Allah Mashfihi, Allah give him afiya, siha, and all those who are ill. The Muslim Woman magazine is out, sisters. The latest one, brilliant, excellent. I was reading it in the weekend, just 25 rand. My Q&A is there. Article on Hudaybiyah is there. All the sisters who are helping us, Allah Ta'ala reward all of you fi dunya wal akhirah. Programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9. Mawlana Zahid will interview me. We will speak about masajid, their history, virtues and role in a Muslim society. And then 12 to 1, there'll be a new program Monday to Thursdays with our Suleiman Esop and the lunch program. So inshallah, he will discuss also news, views and some light-hearted matters. So let's go on, Mawlana Salim Karim. We have 14 minutes left, inshallah, till the news. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, a person passed away by lifting his shahadat finger. Is this a good sign?
Excellent sign. You met the person. The first time I met him was there in your new ladysmith, NKR. So remember, one day we had a meeting with Mawlana Ismail Abdul Razak. So there in Ladysmith at Darul Quran, so I told Maha Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, then Maulana, I'll come pick you up and we'll go there. Because Maulana was like the chairman of the Jamiat KwaZulu Natal, Northern Natal branch, and I was the secretary and all like that, you know, treasurer, whatever. And we had to go meet Abdul Razak for some matters of my lab, multilateral, bilateral discussion. So then I told Maulana, ke suna hai ke Hazaji Nawarallahu Marqadahu, Hazraji of Jalalabad, who passed away in 92 on a Friday, his big senior Khalifa is there by Dr. Hansa Rahimahullah. So inshallah, after we finish with Mawlana Ismail Abdul Razak, we can go there. So that time did Masjid Masihullah and it was not built. It was still, you must remember, that old place there. So I remember Dr. Hansa took us and then he put Mawsema on his right hand side and me on the left and then pushed us forward gently. There's Haji Farooq Saab meet him. And the next day he was coming to Darul Uloom. So that was the first time we met him. Haji Farooq Saab was in the train and, you know, coming from Sakkar to Karachi or going to Sakkar or whatever. Friday he raised his finger, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasulu. He passed away in 98-99. These are all our akabir, our great, great people, awliyaullah, great sign. And that is to lift up kalima tayyiba, you're reading your finger. When we were young, we wouldn't call this sababa. Sababa in Arabic is exhalium. You take out your index finger and tell the person, I'll give you a good thrashing. Normally, you will see the police and all, teacher, they take out that index finger. So therefore, it's called sababa. But we in madrasa, our teachers taught us kalima finger. So when we're reading, at-tahiyyat, tashahud, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Very good sign. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of us khatima bil khair and make our iman that we die on that day with kalima and it becomes the best day in our life. Allahumma jal khaira ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad.
Mufti Saab, can my son make Juma Salah in a Jamaat Khana in a mall near his workplace?
to make Jummah Salat in a Muswalla, in a place that is not really classified a masjid, which is waqf and so forth and so on, according to Imam Malik rahimahullah, that Salat is not valid. The shirt and prerequisite is, remember that it must be a masjid. We don't pass the fatwa on that. On the 9th of August, big ijtima will take place there at Dalum, Newcastle, with thousands of people. Obviously, they can't fit in a masjid. So it will be there in the marquee, in the tent, and inshallah, people will be there. We will be there in the evening, inshallah. So majority scholars, the Hanafis and the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, say it's permissible. Next one is that many malls have this here arrangement. So yes, the fatwa is, it is permissible, but you must be qualified to also, not a person whose beard is shaved and so forth, and a guy with a modernist, you come there with a suit and tie and all funny, people come make khutbah and salat, they're not permissible all that. You must have a proper person to lead the prayer and so forth, and his aqidah, belief structure must be right. He cannot be a Shia in Qadiani and so forth. Then inshallah, the Jummah Salat is valid.
Mufti Sahab, I'm a female. I have lost 90% of my hair. Can I use hair extensions, Mufti Sahab?
Totally haram. Wigs, extensions, all that are haram. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119, when Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah, he took various oaths and qasam, Wala amurannahum fala yughayyirunna khalqallah. I will command them, this human being, and they will change the creation of Allah, the natural system. You see, Adam wants to become Eve, Eve wants to become Steve, all the shaitaniyat, all haram. So now, then maybe you are taking some, you understand, cancer treatment and what have you, this radium and whatever Allah alone knows, you understood. So you have to go, you must remember for certain, now you're losing your hair. I know my brother lost all his hair and then all the hair came back with Allah's help. So mashallah, so Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, just wear a scarf and so forth. For you to wear a wig and for you to apply all this hair extension, لَأَنَّ اللَّهُ الْوَاسِلَ وَالْمُسْتَوْسِلَ حَدِيثِ صَحِيح, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, haram, not permissible. The ladies who are these hairdressers and beauticians and do all these things, for them is haram and their income is haram. And the clientele who come there, they also cursed. All parties are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is what Mustafa Rasul Rasulullah taught us in an authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, what does Islam say about drag racing and road rage?
Obviously, it's not permissible that people just get so angry because somebody overtook them without indicators, or overtook them on a solid line, or somebody shot the red robot and what have you. Now you went into a rage, especially with the taxi guys and so forth. I'm going just now for Fajr Salat. So now you will see, now in the morning also, they start 4:30, I can hear them. They hooting 4:45 and so forth. You know when we're going, there's a stop. And thereafter, then we are allowed to go. They will park right in front of you. So many times, just to needle them, I hoot, I say, what's wrong, Baba? You must stop here or stop in front. But it mustn't be funny with them. All of them carrying guns, you know, these the taxi guys and so forth. They are low unto themselves. So where are you going to get road rage with them and so forth? Quran Sharif taught us, وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ. In Urdu, the translation is very beautiful. Apne husse ko pee lena. So that is the ayat. What are the qualities of the true believers? The true qualities of the believers is, Almighty Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They keep on spending their money, their time, their knowledge, whether in good conditions and whether in adverse conditions. It's very cold. Why must I go for Fajr Salat? No, you must spend your time, your ability, capability. So in good conditions, favorable and unfavorable conditions, وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, and then you subdue your anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and forgive them. Say, Allah give them hidayat, Allah guide them. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. Chapter number 3, verse number 134. What beautiful teaching. That are the true qualities of the muttaqeen, the real pious people. Sometimes we have another notion, an impression and perception of piety. These are the qualities of the true pious people. Chapter 3, number verse number 134.
Mufti Sahib, can one make wudu with nail polish on? Will the wudu or ghusl be valid?
Not valid. The water will not go through there. And I know of ladies, because the intention is good, but they do haram business. So now you find the lady, ABC lady, passed away. Then you have the ghasilat, the ladies jamaat, who are going to give ghusl to this lady who passed on. And now she got this nail polish, and Allah alone knows what else they think. They got lipstick and dipstick and other things. So now they get the scraper, the scraping lady. Now they busy. It's all haram that. You must just do the ghusl as you'll normally do. No scraping business and so forth. And that one lady, her hair is too long. Or the man, his hair is too long. They never remove the hair for 6 months. Now you start remove. It's all haram that. You can't do all these things. You must just go and do the ghusl and then make dua for them. You ladies who apply all this nail polish that your normal apply, and the water does not penetrate and seep through there, then your ghusl is not valid, your bath, your wudu, your ablution is not valid, your salat is not valid, and you go to your qabr like that. Imagine what the bad condition. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min su'il khatima. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from a terrible, horrible death. So you sisters, you better wake up. All this Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood culture, all haram in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, can I give my granny zakat?
Totally haram. You can't give usul and furu. Usul means your parents, grandparents. To give them zakat, totally haram, according to all four schools. To give to your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren zakat, totally haram. Sideways you can give. That is your brothers, sisters, siblings, your uncle, aunties, nephew, nieces, when they are Muslim and really they are poor. Not these characters who got big TVs and they got internet, they got cell phones, they got cars, and now they're collecting zakat. To give them zakat, they bunch of mufatiyah is not permissible. You must spend from your money on your parents, on your grandparents. Take their du'as and not give them zakat. They're not a burden to us. We cherish them and relish them.
Mufti Sahib, how does khula work in Shariat? Khula.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the noble Quran, do you ever realize the beauty, the glory of Islam? Namo Salim Kareem is married, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala bless him more and more, and apa, and he has children. So what Allah, I married, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 187, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. They, the wives, they are the garments for you. You are the clothing for them. When you embrace your wife, then what happens? The chemistry is working. And then it's not only the bodies are working, so and that are meeting, but the hearts are meeting. When you have a good, solid marriage with the grace and mercy of Allah. So what Allah Ta'ala called a marriage? Libas. And now you want to make khula. فَخَلَعَنَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. Khula means to remove. Now you're removing the marital garment, remember that. Look at the glory, the beauty of Islam, how the words are. So next time you give a lecture, tell the husband and wife, the newly wedded couple, now you have the matrimonial, that garment and clothing, which Allah called libas, cover one another's faults and embrace embrace one another. Not only the bodies must meet, the hearts must meet. Never let talaq and divorce take place. Never let khula take place. So Almighty Allah instructed him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, فَقَلَّعَنْ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. Eh Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Musa, 136 times your name Nami Ismi Grami is mentioned. Remove your sandal shoes. You are really now in a holy sacred valley. Chapter 20, verse 12. Husband wants to give talaq, he can give divorce if there's a valid reason, orally, verbally, or in writing, and where the wife is in the wrong. She does not want to read the 5 daily salat, she don't want to wear decent, modest clothes, she want to run around with a bikini and mini skirt and what have you. So the husband tells her, see Popi, darling, sweetheart, I spent so much on you. The bedroom, the bathroom, the house, does that, so many issues. I want this marriage to work, but you are stubborn, you're obstinate. So now she says, yeah, I'm fed up, I don't want to stay with you. You know some women, they're very, very upset, you understand, crazy also. So the husband says, okay, you, the mahar I gave you, the marital gift, that Kruger coin, or I paid you cash, 25,000-30,000 rand, or $1,000, or $2,000, or whatever, you must give that back to me, and I will issue the talaq and divorce. So khula will only take place when the wife is in the wrong and she admits that and confesses to that. Let's read what Quran says. Surah 2 and verse number 229. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. When you fear you cannot fulfill the laws and commands of Allah. فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. So then remember, there is no sin upon the two parties when she pays the compensation to the husband in cash or kind, which is amicably, mutually agreed upon. So she will give that mahar and marital give back. The husband will issue a talaq verbally in writing and whatever, and that is talaq a buy-in, that is irrevocable talaq, meaning that if they want to reconcile in future, then a new nikah has to be performed. Allah Jalla Wala save all our marriages. Ameen. Inshallah, we go for the news. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.